Joined again by Crystal Giesbrecht, Director of Research at PATHS. Crystal, for people who don't know what PATHS is all about, what does it stand for, and how do you guys work with Family Service Saskatoon?
So PATHS is the Provincial Association of Transition Houses and Services of Saskatchewan, and we're the member association for domestic violence shelters and also counseling centers like Family Service Saskatoon that support victims and survivors and families affected by intimate partner and family violence. Our organization was formed to bring together all of these member agencies and the IPB professionals so that we can engage in collective training, advocacy, information sharing, and support. And having the expertise of Family Service Saskatoon involved brings a really important perspective about the Saskatoon community and the surrounding areas, but the staff there also have a lot of knowledge and expertise that has been very helpful to us in some of the work that we have engaged in. Some of our recent research is focusing on survivors' experiences with the legal system. That idea came about because of conversations with survivors and also with professionals, including some of those at Family Service Saskatoon. And we're also doing a couple projects together. And we're also doing something else that's really innovative and very exciting, which is the Saskatchewan Common Assessment Protocol, the SASCCAP for short. It will launch at the end of March. And what this is a protocol that includes information and tools for screening, assessing risk, and safety planning. And that will be information that will be available for all professionals across Saskatchewan. Survivors, community members can access all of that as well. And it will be available with online training and resources on our website. And that's something that we have worked very closely together, PATHS, Family Service Saskatoon, and Family Service Regina, to develop the idea, do consultation with community partners, and put all of that together.
Just talk about the needs for services to address domestic violence or intimate partner violence in our region.
Yeah, year after year, we see high rates of intimate partner and family violence across Canada. The rate in Saskatchewan is over double the national average. And intimate partner and family violence is a substantial problem in the city of Saskatoon, as well as being a significant concern in the surrounding rural areas. There's a need to support people who are being victimized, as well as a need for services for people who've used violence in their relationships to help to make changes to their behavior. And while we often think, when we think about support and services for intimate partner and family violence, we think about the crucial work that is done at the counseling and support for survivors after violence has occurred. But there's also a significant need for preventative efforts, including awareness raising and education for people of all ages.
So how does Family Service Saskatoon help address these needs in the community?
Family Service Saskatoon addresses these needs in a number of ways, and they're doing some really innovative things. First, they have their short-term crisis intervention where they offer risk assessment, safety planning, and counseling support. They also have support groups, which are an opportunity for survivors to receive information about intimate partner violence and moving forward, receive support and information from trained professionals, as well as peer support from other survivors. They have domestic violence court caseworkers at Family Service Saskatoon that help survivors navigate the domestic violence court process. Something that's really exciting and innovative is a new partnership with the Saskatoon Police Service, Saskatoon Police Service's Intimate Partner Violence Response Team, which was just launched a year ago. And that's a collaboration between police and Family Service Saskatoon to address the high rates of IPV in the region and providing dedicated support from a police officer and someone from Family Service Saskatoon. Something is also really important to note, the Men's Working Group for Respectful Relationships, which is a group for men who've used violence in their relationships. People are often referred to that group through the Saskatoon Domestic Violence Court, but men can also self-refer to that program if they're recognizing that things aren't going well in their relationships, they don't like their behavior, and they're wanting to make some positive changes. They can proactively get connected there as well. And then there's a very new project as well, and I'm part of this myself, and I'm very excited about it, is the Early Intervention Program. At the Early Intervention Program, Family Service Saskatoon is connecting with people where perhaps violence has not occurred, but they may be at risk of using or experiencing violence, and working with those individuals earlier to help them to form some other strategies, get some positive supports in place, and prevent violence before it happens. And then, as I briefly mentioned before, there's also the need for the preventative education. And Family Service Saskatoon staff offer presentations and public education for workplaces, schools, community groups as well, which is a really important part of the work.
What do you appreciate most about Family Service Saskatoon? You work really closely with them. What can you tell us about them, and what do you really appreciate about this group of people?
What I appreciate the most is their expertise and insight on the issue of intimate partner violence that informs my work. But more broadly, I appreciate their mandate to provide safe, healthy, and respectful relationship support for people that is high quality and also accessible and affordable. They have the services for people experiencing intimate partner violence, which are free of cost. They also have programs that are affordable and accessible for community counseling and other supports as well. So I really appreciate the multifaceted approach that they have to working with individuals and families and making a variety of those supports available in the community. Intimate partner violence professionals can assist someone who's experiencing violence with risk assessment, safety planning, navigating systems, and getting connected. There's also support and validation. And sometimes someone who is experiencing intimate partner violence questions themselves, wonders if they're overreacting. They've had all these negative things their partner has been saying to them. And so when you talk to someone who believes you, recognizes what's happening, and helps you to talk through those experiences, it's really validating. And that support can help someone to make a decision about what they want to do next and what they feel will be the best steps for their safety. Also, you get information. There are things that sometimes maybe people wouldn't know are available, and that could be other programs or services in the community, legislative pieces, things like protective orders or Clare's Law, where sometimes people might not be aware that those things exist or how to access them. So when you're working with intimate partner violence professionals, they can help to make those connections and share that information as well. First, I think be aware of what the supports and programs are. You can check them out on Family Service Saskatoon's website. And knowing about them is helpful when you're having conversations with friends or family members or coworkers to let them know that these things exist and are available options. Talking to people about the radiothon, going down to the radiothon, talking to the Family Service Saskatoon staff that are available, getting some brochures and information. And then, of course, donating to Family Service Saskatoon is very important. As a nonprofit organization, that additional funding is really helpful for keeping these programs going and also being able to continue this level of service in some of these innovative programs that are going on as well.